Whoever wins this year's governor's race will work with the next legislature to draw the political map that influences who's in power for the next decade. Barrett says the trouble with the current process is that it creates too many legislative and congressional seats that strongly favor one party or the other. Barrett told reporters outside the Government Accountability Board in Madison that it leaves many Wisconsin residents feeling like they have no choice when they cast their ballots.
And the reason they don't feel like they have a choice is because of the manner by which the state of Wisconsin does its redistricting every 10 years.
Barrett favors a law that would require a certain number of competitive districts in any redistricting plan. Those districts would have to split roughly down the middle between parties. It would be up to the Government Accountability Board to determine whether a map fit that criterion. Barrett says it would encourage bipartisanship in a process that has been marked by lengthy and expensive court battles.
Given the fact that we're, I think, 3 for 3 in the last 3 decades and having at least the congressional or the legislative redistricting end up in court, that it certainly is worth exploring a very serious alternative to do this in a way that makes it less partisan, less litigation-driven, in the hopes that we can get a truly representative democracy here in the state of Wisconsin.
Republican opponent Mark Newman responded with a statement saying, quote, "Beware career politicians claiming they want to do away with a system that protects career politicians." Republican Scott Walker said nothing about Barrett's plan, but questioned his record of bipartisanship. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.